Parshios Korach and Chukas. So we know that Parshas Chukas discusses the Parah Aduma. The Parah Aduma is considered the ultimate chok, the mitzvah that we don't understand. And Chazal tell us that the Parah Aduma, the Parah being a mother cow, cleans up the mess and changes the dirty diaper of the baby cow, referring to the Chet HaEgel. That means that the Parah Aduma is a kapara, an atonement for the Chet HaEgel. Now, it's a very beautiful analogy, but it has to be a lot deeper than just mother cow and baby cow. So in what way does the mitzvah of Parah Aduma help atone for the terrible Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf? Now, at Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 40 days, and Moshe Rabbeinu seemed to not come down on time. Of course, they miscounted. Moshe Rabbeinu came down exactly on time, but there was a miscount, and Jews got confused, and they got worried, and they got scared, and the Satan showed them an image of Moshe Rabbeinu's death up in heaven, and they thought that they lost their fearless leader, and now what are we going to do? We're stuck, we're in trouble, they were nervous, they were concerned, why is this happening to us? We don't understand. And they went, and they did something that they should obviously not have done, the terrible Chet HaEgel. And the Parah Aduma is a chok, it's a mitzvah that we don't understand, and it teaches us that we don't understand everything. And we do what Hashem wants, when Hashem wants, only because Hashem wants us to. And we don't understand why we do the mitzvah Parah Aduma, and there are many mitzvahs that we don't understand. Why can't we wear wool and linen? You can go through the list, and there are many, many mitzvahs that we don't understand. The point is that we do understand that Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem gave us the mitzvahs, Hashem understands why we have to do these things, even if we don't understand. One who can fulfill those mitzvahs, even when not understanding, so then just like we don't understand why we do certain mitzvahs, we just do what Hashem wants, even though we don't fully, or we don't understand that at all. So it's the same thing with the things that happen here in Olam Hazeh. We don't understand how Hashem runs His world. And we have many, many, many questions. There are many things that we don't understand. But when we do the mitzvah Parah Aduma and we fulfill the mitzvahs that we don't understand out of a place of humility and understanding that Hashem knows best and Hashem knows better than we do, so we apply that to mitzvahs, and we also have to apply that to how we view the world. And then we can look at things that go on in the world with the humility to understand that we don't understand why these things are happening, and there's a lot of suffering in the world and a lot of trouble in the world, but we understand that Hashem runs the show, and we understand that Hashem has reasons, and we understand that there's a master plan. So the fulfillment of the Parah Aduma is very much related to the Chet HaEgel. We don't understand, but we do. We rely on Hashem. We rely on Hashem to keep all the mitzvahs all the time, and we rely on Hashem to run the world and understand that there is a master plan, even though we are not privileged to understand it. And this is a similar idea by Korach. Korach did not understand why this cousin has this position of authority. Why is this Kohen the Kohen, this cousin the Kohen Gadol, and this cousin is the leader of the tribe, and what about me? And many of us might have the question, why is this neighbor so successful, and why is that neighbor have such amazing kids, and why does the other neighbor in perfect health, and why am I the only one that seemed to have so much trouble, and everyone else's life seems to be so much better? And it all comes back to Parah Aduma and Chet HaEgel and understanding that Hashem runs the show. And that's our job, to put our faith and our belief in Hashem. And today, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, at least in Eretz Yisrael, is a day, perhaps the most tragic day in religious history since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Today is the day. Now, this happened in Chutz Laaretz, so maybe next week is the day. But Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, 24 wagon loads of Sfarim were burned in France. This is before the printing press, and that was most of the Sfarim in France. They were burnt by the church. It's a day that some fast. It's a tragic day in history. They're one of the keynotes. that we say towards the end of the keynotes on Tisha B'Av is dedicated to this day where 24 wagon loads of Svarim were destroyed by the church, thereby destroying Torah in France, and ultimately the period of the Rishonim and the glorious period of the Baalei Tosfos in France came to a close. And there are many things in history and many things in our personal lives that we don't understand, but we rely on Hashem that He has a master plan, and we pick Hashem's team, and we're going to fulfill His will and keep all of His mitzvahs all the time, and understand that everything Hashem does has a purpose, has a reason, and put our faith in Hashem.